we have got Jasmine in the studio, and we have also got Courtney Rogers in here as well. Kia ora, how are you both this morning?
Kia ora.
Good, thank you.
Hey, it's great to have you up here. We're talking about a new music video which you have released today. It is for the wonderful track Move Me, and Courtney, you have directed it.
I was actually the cinematographer.
The cinematographer, I'm sorry, and you directed it,
yes,
Jasmine.
Yes, that's right.
There we go. Tell us a little bit about the process of this, because it's an incredible like visual world that you've created on this kind of barren hillside, which has got these almost like, I wanted to call them flower people, and I think that's because there's these sort of white roses stuck into the hill and these incredible costumes that you're all wearing. Tell us a bit about this world.
I think flower people make sense, eh?
Yeah.
We get to the bees kept trying to eat everybody on
the
day.
Oh my goodness.
Because everyone did look quite like flowers. Well, it started, I think, at home. Mm-hmm. I said, I want to make a video, and I said something super vague to Courtney, and she was like, you need to be a bit more descriptive than that.
I think it started with the costumes. Like, you had these ideas of having these extravagant costumes, and
That's right. We
kind of built it from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's funny because Zoe said something outside before and they were like, oh, it reminds me of the Teletubbies in a strange way. And originally I didn't get inspired by the Teletubbies, but I was trying to look for references to explain to Courtney and everyone else kind of what the vision was. And we put on the Teletubbies and put the song to it. And I was like, this song matches
that's
the Teletubbies way too. Yeah, that's the one.
That's the ticket. My references are blah, 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 and the Teletubbies.
Yeah, very
actually.
Inspiring.
Absolutely.
It has got a wonderful surrealness to it. And I think one of the things I've loved about The Licking of a Tangerine as an album is that you feel like from the start to the finish of the record, you've really entered into the world you've created, Jasmine.
Oh,
and
that's nice.
The visual element seems to complement that really well. When you're writing, do you feel like you do inhabit like a different space?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, all the time, really. I feel like I get into real trippy spaces quite a lot, like in a very, very sober way. But I think I think it's like a choice to get inspired, right? Like you can walk around and see things as really bland and crap, or you could choose to find them inspiring. Mm. So I think
you're
it's
very,
like...
You're very good at finding inspiration from everything.
lean into that insanity if it's there.
Yeah, exactly. Take the spark. And Courtney, how do you go about, I guess, like... You've done a few videos now for Jasmine and also like, you know, in your own practice, how do you kind of get inspiration? What do you draw on when you're trying to come up with an idea?
I guess I am kind of similar in the sense of just my everyday can kind of spark some inspiration. But usually it's great working with Jasmine because they've always got fantastic ideas. And I feel like I can see them and then put that into work, you know, which is real cool. And usually the things that we've made, you say that it's exactly what you pictured, which is real cool.
That's
which
awesome.
It is really cool and quite crazy. Mm. Like, I think it's kind of a miracle when you see something in your head and it actually works. Like, that's not a common thing.
No,
So it is quite lovely when that happens.
Totally. Yeah. That sounds like a fruitful creative collaboration there. I want to talk about the costumes that Misty Frequency has created for this. Mm. And tell us a wee bit about how that came about.
Yes. So the costume I was wearing was actually made by Brianna
Cleverly?
Yes. Which they have a clothing label called Frasier and they're in Wellington.
Oh,
and that
yes.
was, I think I posted a photo of Lady Gaga. Naturally, huge inspiration. I think it's obvious. and said, can anyone make this? It was nothing like the one. And they got back to me and said, I think I can do it. And I said, I just liked their vibe. And so I said, sweet. And they made it within a week. And
amazing.
Those layers was all made from sheets because I wanted it to be recycled. And the only new thing they used was the elastic.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that was amazing. And that was in like seven pieces of something. I had to put
so
on three
cool.
collars and like the skirt and the sleeves tied on. And it arrived in all these little lovely parcels that were labelled. It was
this is how you put this bit on, like a paint by numbers of getting dressed.
Yeah, and then Misty Frequency, I wanted them to perform in the video and I asked them to do that. And then I was scrolling through their Instagram and looked at some of the costumes and didn't know what I was gonna do and I was like, that's the vision. That's the thing that was in the head. And asked them if they would do it and they were really, really really happy too. And that was that amazing baubly one that Peter was
incredible.
Wearing. Yeah, and then the other two I actually made. We tried my hand. Yeah.
It sounds like a really nice group of people that you had working on this project then. Yeah. As you're saying, Peter Riddell, who has been working with you on some new music, which is exciting, and playing in your band too. Tell us a little bit about what's been happening in the studio there.
So we've been meeting maybe Peter and I like once a week and doing some writing and recording demos together. And then was it last week we... Courtney came in and we tracked like the skeleton of the bones of the songs, and we've had Dave Kine in to do some strings.
So cool.
And I think Liz is going to come do some trumpet next week, and Jay Way's going to do some flutes. Got the whole
gang.
The whole gang, which is real nice.
That is nice. That's, I think, one of those things I loved coming to the show celebrating this album release, because you have all these people who I kind of associate, like Peter's own music is so heavy and like Wax Chattels and Sulfate, and then Dave has been in, you know, every incredible band, either producing or playing strings or supporting with Marlon Williams and Red Fountain and all of these incredible artists. And then having you all together, it just worked so well. I was like, this is not a band I would have necessarily imagined, but it works just perfectly. It must be really lovely when you find those kind of creative connections that just click.
Well, yeah, and I think it's just like connection first, right? Like I didn't actually know Dave when I met Dave. I didn't know he played for those people.
Yeah.
Well, I met Dave and knew he played with Reb, but I'd never actually heard them play or knew if they were good. I liked him. I loved him.
Yeah.
And same with Peter. Like, I'd heard Wax Chattels, but that's not to say that he could play this kind of music because it's so different.
Mm.
So I think that's the nice thing, is being like, we have a lovely time together.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the rest flows out. Yeah. And obviously Courtney on the drums is a wonderful thing to have as well.
Yeah. It's a really special thing to experience, which people can see live. You are going to be heading out on tour with Kane Strang, and that is going to be here in Auckland on, I think it is the 6th of August. And then you're also playing with Fraser Ross, and that is on July the 22nd at Move Space here in Tamaki Makaurau. But you are also playing a bunch of other dates on those tours as well.
Yeah.
So Under the Radar is probably a good place to go to get all the listings for that. And where's the best place to go and check out the video, Courtney?
YouTube. Yeah.
Nice.
On Jasmine Mary account.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, and it'll be in all the places. I don't even know if it's out. I think it'll be out soon. I'm waiting.
Any second now.
RNZ are releasing it.
Into the wild.
Yes.
Well, we better have a listen to the song, I reckon, and definitely make a point of going and checking out that video later today. Thank you so much, Courtney and Jasmine, for coming in this
Thanks
morning.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
You.
This is Move Me.
On my way to the stars. say that daisies remind you of innocence. They say that daisies remind you of. They say that daisies remind you of. So far, I'm gonna be a star, and I'm gonna go so far.